We need to elect a chair to be one of us.
Okay. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this Melbourne Parish Council Planning Committee meeting on Wednesday, the 12th of August. First item on the agenda, PL 030 2627, to receive apologies for absence. Have you received them?
So apologies received from Councillors Wilson, Barnes, and Kilmurray, all with acceptable reasons given.
Okay. Someone to accept those? Councillor Hart, seconded Councillor Alexander. All those in favour? Full carry. On the basis that the chair and the vice chair are both absent with acceptable reasons, we need to nominate a chair for the evening. Can I have a proposer? Can I have anybody nominated, please?
And Councillor Clark looks to be in the position already. But if you would rather not, I don't mind chairing.
I don't mind. It's up to you.
I propose Councillor Clark to chair.
Second.
I duly accept. Thank you very much. Moving on then. Okay,
maybe you might like to sit down.
Sit down. Sorry about this, Clark. Sorry,
I didn't realise.
Moving on to PL 031 2627, to receive any declarations of interest and dispensations. Do we have any for anything on the agenda tonight? Okay, nothing to report. Nothing requested. Move on to item PL 032 2627, to approve the minutes of the Planning Committee meeting held on the 8th of July. Clark, did you receive any amendments or any adjustments required?
No amendments or adjustments.
Okay, can I have someone to accept those minutes, please, unless there's anything anyone wishes to raise tonight?
I'm just mindful, Chair, that I wasn't at that meeting, but I think we normally say we take on...
Yeah, you can. You can rely on your... Councillor Alexander, seconded. Councillor Hart, all those in favour, that's a carry. So the minutes are accepted. Moving on, PL 033 2627, to report back on the minutes of the Planning Committee meeting held on the 8th of July.
Just to say that some correspondence, an email was sent to the planning officer with the proposed development at Rose Lane. Mm-hmm. Haven't received anything back, but the email was sent.
Okay, Councillor Hart.
Yes, so Chair, just to update you, I've just actually emailed, because there was a delegation meeting of the committee held on the... today, the 12th. So that's why I wouldn't have had... I was hoping I might have had some feedback from what delegation decided in terms of going committee. Now, I have just emailed to see if there's any news, but if it comes through, I'll let you know.
Okay.
That was the one where we wanted to actually get a site visit with members of the committee to be... Fingers crossed something will come with that. PL 034 2627, public participation. On the basis that it is out looking at the moon at the moment, I don't think we've got anyone in there, so we'll move directly on to decision notices. PL 035, item A 26-01339, the proposal for erection of a second self-built custom build 2.5-storey, 3-bedroom dwelling, side garden at 42 Metcalf Way. The decision application has been withdrawn. Melbourne Parish Council supports the objections from Highway, so therefore that's moved in the direction that we wanted it to go. Item B, proposal, item 26.0552. Proposal of a T1 conifer hedge, trim the annual growth on the top by 30 centimetres and various other pollardings. Melbourne Parish Council's comment was no comment, decision was no objection. Item C, 2502739, proposal of construction and operation of 25 MW solar photovoltaic. Farm and a 25 MW battery energy storage system BESS, including access fencing, CCTV, internal service tracks, ancillary equipment, etc. Melbourne Parish Council comment that was resolved to support, no comment, decision application was permitted. So moving on to item D, 26-202084, proposal of the installation of a waterless toilet cabin and the installation of new fencing to replace the current pedestrian vehicle entrance gates at St George's Allotment Gardens, the Mall, Melbourne, Cambridgeshire. MPC comment was no comment. Application made by Melbourne Parish Council anyway. The decision granted permission on the 27th of July. So that's a go ahead. So we're going to start to see action up there, which is good news. The final one on this, item E26-02045. Proposal, various internal and external works and repairs for management of damp and to prevent water ingress and repair to garden wall at 79 High Street, Melbourne. Melbourne Parish Council comment was, it was resolved to support no comment. Decision granted permission 27th of July. Okay, so that's those done. Current planning applications, item PL036, item A. Right, the proposal is to upgrade of the existing ground floor kitchen window to slimline double glazing with matching wooden timber frames, integral glazing bars and matching style. And this is a listed building, I believe, looking through its site address with 153 High Street, Melbourne. This is the trio of houses front. The deadline for comment was the 19th of August. I think this is at the back of the property anyway, isn't it? So there's nothing on the visual front. I don't see, I had a look at it, doesn't look as if there's any issue with that. All they're doing is just replacing something with a bit more solid that's going to last, because I think this has been tampered with before, or it's been worked on before, but it's not been successful in trying to renovate the windows. Could we just have a look at the where it is? I don't think there's any issues here, so unless anyone's got any other comments, it's just the front elevation, front view elevations, and rear elevations. Yeah, so there's nothing there. It's at the rear, isn't it? The is it moving over the front? I'm not sure where the kitchen is. I think that it overhangs. I think it overhangs the new front thing. Overhangs a window, doesn't it? Breaks into the window. Kitchen window. I don't see any issues. Anybody? Any comments?
No.
I think aesthetically it's going to be in keeping. So unless anyone's got any comments, so can I propose to are we comfortable to support this? No comment. Okay, can I propose please to support her comment? That's Councillor Hart, seconded Councillor Alexander. All those in favour? It's clear. Thank you. Item B, proposal S73 to vary condition 2 approved plans of planning permission, demolition of existing foyer and erection of a single storey front extension to create foyer entrance, amendments to the extended external elevations. This is at the Kingsway Golf Centre, so this is off-road, it's at the back. I had a look at it, talked to them up there about this actually. It doesn't seem to be anything negative about this. There's no visual impact on the highways or local residents. So, unless anybody's got any comments, I would say suggest support, no comment. Can I have a proposal, please? Councillor Hart, seconded. Councillor Alexander, all those in favour? And that's a carry. Right, consultations, PL037. Item A, to consider responding to the Cambridgeshire and Peterborough Minerals and Waste Local Plan Review. Consultations open until the 12th of October. Looking through this is just where they want to put the next waste disposal. I don't know, has anybody got a view? Would you have anything from a district level?
No.
So I'm not wearing a district hat, just asking a question.
No, I haven't got anything really. Well, that would probably come under maybe the Cambridgeshire and Peterborough, whatever it is,
combined
authority. Yeah, nothing's come to my attention. Mind you, this is open to the 12th of October, so something might come up at the next full council meeting
for
the CPCA, but
this is the regular review, isn't it, of the minerals and waste.
Clark, can I just check with you, have we had any correspondence from residents regarding this item?
Not that I'm aware of at this time.
Okay, so no one's coming in with concern. And the consultation around the...
I suppose we ought to look to see whether there's any questions for this bit of the
All I can suggest is that if we ask members of the committee to review the document, and if they see anything in there that they think could be an issue, please report it into the office, and then we can make the necessary representations if we feel that there is something there to warrant that. Councillor Hart.
I'm just wondering if it's worth adding it to the agenda for the next meeting as well, because we've still got, because that's, isn't there, be hopefully more committee members here as well.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
We've had time, hopefully, to look at it. Maybe that's what we'll ask. A full council in here to have a look and if there are any comments to be to the committee.
I think that's a good idea. So if we just actually for the minutes and just ask councillors to have a look at the document, and if they do find anything, report it back at the next meeting.
Okay,
thank you. Item B, to note the public consultation period for the proposed Greater Cambridge local plan. Submission opens opens until 5 p.m. on Friday the 25th of September, and considering responses. Any comments?
Again, as with item A, we ought to have a look and see what implications, if any, for this part of South Cairns.
Mm.
Yeah, I noticed that agenda item C is about the information session held here on the 7th of September. So again, I think perhaps we carry those over following that information session as well. It may well be then that members of the public bring things to our attention.
I'd say it's these are quite weighty things that are going on. So if there is anything that's being raised at the time, then we can take this up to the public, have any issues, or if any councillors have had a chance to review it. And as I say, the public consultation is the opportunity to actually. So duly noted. And that's all we need to do at this stage. Okay, so that covers items B and C, isn't it, really? Just a note on item C, sorry, but there will be a consultation at the Hub on the 7th of September from 4 to 7:30 p.m. And I think I would just say I would encourage councillors to attend, to therefore to be informed about what's going on and have the opportunity to ask questions if they think it's necessary. Okay. Right, PL 038-2627, Scouts Lease Update. Item A, to update on and consider actions in relation to the lease agreement for the Scouts building on the Old Brick. Now, they are now currently in building mode, although there's three documents still to be sorted out. We need Fields in Trust, which I believe is an online document. Is that correct, Mark?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, we can go through it. And then it's got to go to the Land Registry. We've also got to get the Bishop of Ely's office to sign up. The recommendation on this is, because HCR, our lawyers, have been dealing with this to date, it makes sense to leave it in their hands to let them complete the legal side of this, because I think if we get involved directly, then it would extend it probably beyond a reasonable time frame. And as we've already granted as a parish council that the land can be reused for that site, and I say they are constructing, hopefully there will be no issues there, but I think it makes sense to leave it with the lawyer to continue. So the proposal is that we will allow HCR to continue with and to finalise the documentation and all the submissions to the Land Registry, etc., that are required to ensure that the lease is legal and is maintained between Noble Parish Council and Scouts. So, can I have a proposal to accept that? The costs we do not know at this stage, but so far we've incurred about £750 worth of costs.
That's correct.
So we're estimating it's going to be something around that figure, or maybe slightly less, but there could be an additional. If there is, then obviously it'll have to come to full council for approval. But I think it makes sense, because of the legal jargon here, the Land Registry and everything, I think it makes sense to go to HCR to complete the process. So can I have a proposal, please? That's Councillor Hart, seconded Councillor Alexander. All those in favour? That's fine. So we go ahead with that. So we can let our lawyers know that they can carry on. Item PL 039-2627, land transfer. Now this is the sliver of land up at Green Gage Rise where they can't put a house. And we've been trying to acquire this land from Taylor Woodley for, I think, a peppercorn fee. We're paying our own, I'm not sure who's paying what fees. I think we're probably paying our own lawyer's fees. But there is an issue with overgrown trees.
Yes.
There's overgrown trees which are affecting residents in the area. But as we don't actually own the land yet, Taylor Wimpey do own the land still. The recommendation, I think, is to ask Taylor Wimpey to deal with the issue for the trees that are on their land. And then transfer to us. I think that's what's being asked for, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think if, unless anyone's got any issues with that, because I don't know whether it would scare Taylor Wimpey into not wanting to transfer the land, because they would have to deal with the issues anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see why we should pick up the tab when we don't actually own the land yet.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're happy, we will go to Taylor Wimpey's lawyers through our lawyers and ask them if they can deal with the issues being raised by local residents prior to transferring the land to us. Can I propose? I propose that one if you want. Seconded, Councillor Alexander, all those in favour? Okay, are you comfortable with that part?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Right, moving on to correspondence, PL 040-2627. To note the Hayden neighbourhood plan, which is now in situ and is available for bedtime reading if anybody wants it. Item B, to gather feedback on the Falmer and Melbourne Active Trouble Survey report and consider feedback. Now we've had residents come in to the main parish council meeting where they are raising concerns about how this has come about and who is actually driving this. I think our county councillor was doing some investigation to find out who actually was trying to drive this, but we've already made our comments, haven't we, on this one, on the original document, when it originally came out, so I think all we can do is just pass on any issues that are raised by residents, if there are any further issues, in addition to what's already been raised. Councillor Hart.
Yeah, I think we need to, I would say, direct residents to the people who are with this. It's been interesting because we've received, since the diversion is in, there's been lots of diversions in place, mm-hmm. and one of the things, it would make that road a lot safer for people to use if it was considered to be one of these quiet lanes, because then you will have signage that says, you know, this is a quiet lane, you drive at a sensible speed. Apparently there have been vehicles coming down at ridiculous speeds, I guess, to try it. Yeah, so I think it's interesting reading the survey, but you know, when people come and have a go at us, we point them in the direction of the fact that this is an initiative. There are lots of quiet lanes in other, in West Suffolk, for example, there are loads of them, you know, and it's just a way of making that a safer space for all the people that want to use it.
I think part of the problem there is, and I use it quite a lot, part of the problem there is someone will see someone waiting mm-hmm. for them, so they boot it
yeah.
to get past the area, and that's the silly thing,
yeah.
you know, instead of driving at a sensible speed. So
yeah.
More passing areas would work, would help, and in better condition as well.
Yeah, which I think, sorry to share through you, would come as part of this if it wants to be an active travel route. I think that will build in that investment into it. And as you say, it's one of those roads you choose to use, if you do choose to do it, knowing that you may well have to spend quite a lot of time waiting for other cars to pass. So it's when people choose to use it as a rat run, and obviously those people have been using it recently because the diversions perhaps have appreciated that it's not something to bother on.
It is quite dangerous for cyclists as well, because some people, instead of being sensible and just waiting till they get to the next bay and they pull in for you, they try to overtake them, and that's a bit daft. But yeah, I totally agree with you. So I think this is just, again, any information that we get you just forward on, or we encourage them to actually forward it on to the, is it planning office? It's a special area, isn't
this,
it?
This, I think it's done by the, again, I don't know if it's the GCP or if it's tied in with the Greenways. I'll check and see who are the authors of the report. That's actually acknowledged, actually. Oh, it's Cambridge County, yeah, it's County Active Travel, so that would be where the authors tend to contact them.
It's just referring people to
them. And also perhaps into copying Adam.
Yes. Okay. Moving on, item C, to note the pre-application developer briefing for the South Cairns District Council Planning Committee on the 12th of August at 10 a.m. at the site village of Melbourne and the land to the East London Way, Melbourne, Cambridgeshire. Description of development, the energy project comprising one data centre, piped heat pumps loop, support Melbourne Village. The actual route of the pipe to be confirmed, relay pumps, heat exchangers, boreholes, etc., etc. Public presentation is Saturday the 15th of August at the URC Hall from 10 a.m. to 4. So we would encourage people to attend that if they're around. But I think they've already been here, and when they did their last presentation, this is way, way away from residents. It's in a good area. It's going to be well covered off, so I don't see any issues there, but the consultation on the 15th of August is the opportunity for people to turn up and have a say and ask questions. Okay, any questions on that one? Moving on to item D, to note and consider the response from the NELC survey for parish and town councils with neighbourhood plans closes 25th of September 26th. Is there anything you want to mention on that about NELC? Nothing?
No.
It's just an update, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. If anyone else has anything else, I will move to PL 041-2627 to note the date of the next meeting, which will be Wednesday, the 9th of September at 7:30 p.m. I duly close this meeting. Read them and weep, Steve.
Yeah, well done, you. Well done, yeah.